It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and just skip right forward into the next part of the Triple Dipper, hot takes in Alabama politics. There's a lot going on. I mean, we're still in the runoff season. We've got major doings going on there, and the polls are coming out left and right. Well, I saw a poll yesterday and realized it was somewhat attached to a longtime friend of mine. So I'm really pleased right now to bring on John Rogers. I've known John for probably a decade or more. We worked together in Alabama politics quite a bit. John is a pollster and strategist with Signal, spelled C-Y-G-N-A-L, Signal, which is a award-winning, nationally recognized polling and analytics organization that basically works a lot for GOP organizations and caucuses and campaigns. 2020, they were named one of the top polling firms in the nation, started right here in Alabama in 2007. And John's up there in D.C. now living the dream and working with Signal. John Rogers, how you doing, brother?
Phil, I'm doing well, and it is great to be on with you today.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And by the way, I saw your picture on TV. I was watching Mo Brooks was on MSNBC giving it to Chris Roth, I think it was. And there was a picture, all of a sudden, there was a picture of Jeff Sessions up there with you standing right next to him on national TV. And I thought, there's my man.
Well, that's probably the first time I've ever been on MSNBC, so I'm going to try not to make it a second time.
Yeah. That's not one for the resume, is it, I guess? Well, listen, man, you guys just did a poll at Signal in the Alabama Congressional District 5 race, the runoff right now between Casey Wardinsky and Dale Strong. Casey Wardinsky being a former Army colonel and superintendent of the Huntsville City Schools, Dale Strong being a longtime county commissioner, I believe, in Madison County. Tell us the results of that. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, it's a fascinating race, and obviously you had a number of different candidates in the primary, including Paul Sanford, who had been a state senator, and John Roberts. And so just to kind of remind your listeners, Dale Strong had finished at 45% on the ballot on May 24th, and Wardinsky was at 23%, Roberts finished at 14%, and then Sanford was at 11%. So we did a poll over the last couple of days, June 5th through 6th, and polled 400 likely Republican voters who said that they plan to go vote in the runoff. And it was very interesting results. We found Dale Strong at 46%, and then Wardinsky at 31%, with 24% of voters still undecided at this point.
Yeah, that is fascinating. I tell you, one thing that struck me was 46% is almost spot on. He was strong. He had 45 on the ballot, like you said, 46 in your poll. But it appears the one that may have gained so far, Wardinsky, was at 23 on the ballot, but he's at 31 now in your most recent poll. So if anybody's increasing in strength, it would appear to be Wardinsky.
Yeah, Wardinsky has picked up a few voters from the other camps, people who went to other candidates on the ballot in the first round. I still think that I would probably rather be strong at this point, just because you're at 46%, and you just need to capture a little bit of that 24% undecided to get you over the 50% mark. One thing, runoffs are interesting though, because I mean it's a little bit harder to predict who's going to go vote. Usually it's going to be more of the base that is going to turn out for a runoff election. I think that it's also instructive to, we asked on the poll, we asked if they had heard of the different candidates, if they had a positive or negative opinion of them. And Dale Strong has a very good image. 55% of Republicans had a favorable view of him versus 22% had an unfavorable view. So his net fave is at 33. And then Wardinsky, his negatives are a little bit higher for whatever reason. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I do think Strong is in a good position, but it's certainly, still some ground that he's got to make up to between now and the runoff.
Yeah, it does appear so. So let me ask you this. I mean, you do this for a living now. I mean, you get in the weeds, and a lot of folks don't realize that polls are more than just what we call the top line numbers. There's often the crosstabs. The crosstabs tell you stuff too. When you dig down into the poll, you begin to realize the demographics. You begin to realize who you can target, you know, in terms of male, female, age groups, blue collar, white collar. You can see a lot of things within the crosstabs. Anything interesting coming out of the crosstabs on this particular race?
Yeah, there are some differences. I mean, Dale Strong is doing better with voters over the age of 55, which those voters tend to be the ones who are really going to go vote and make up a higher proportion of a runoff scenario. And so among voters age 55 and over, Dale Strong's at 47% on the ballot. Wardynski's at 30%. And then it's 43% to 31% among voters under the age of 55. So that's the age differential is something that stood out, you know, a little bit. Strong is also doing a little bit better in Madison County with the residents there, and he's also doing better with very conservative voters. So those were a few things on the crosstabs that, you know, stood out.
Yeah, and I noticed too in the write up that I saw of this this on Yellowhammer News. They said Wardynski polls best among high propensity voters and is running close with Strong on seniors and extremely conservative. So it sounds like neither one of them has seized the mantle of conservatism, so to speak, that they're both about even when it comes to those who identify as being extremely conservative.
Yeah, and you know, one thing, Phil, that's really interesting, and that we've done just about in every one of our polls among Republican primary voters is we ask a question where we towards the end of the poll, we'll say, do you consider yourself more of a Trump Republican or more of a traditional conservative Republican, right? Because in the past, prior to, you know, 2016, the ideological question of, you know, are you a conservative or a moderate, that was pretty instructive. But now it's also very instructive to know, do voters consider themselves Trump Republicans first or more of a traditional conservative Republican? And so in that question, Strong is getting a plurality, meaning he's getting the lion's share of the votes, but not quite a majority with both groups. And so he's at 45% with Trump Republicans, and then he's at 49% with traditional conservative Republicans. Huh. And so it's just, you know, it's interesting how things have gotten scrambled a little bit, the categories over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, it really is, and it's kind of funny that people identify as Trump Republicans. But so that leads me to a question I was going to ask you. You guys are seeing this from a broad perspective now. You're no longer just a regional organization. You guys are working all over the place. What is the Trump effect right now? For instance, in this particular race right here, if all of a sudden Trump was to come out and endorse either Dale Strong or Casey Wardynski, do you see that as being something that causes an immediate bump in the favor of those who receive the endorsement? And what are you seeing like that on a nationwide basis?
That's a great question. And it really depends on the type of race, and it also depends on the geography, what state you're talking about. We do a lot of work for Governor Brian Kemp, actually, in Georgia. And so in that recent Republican primary that just concluded on the same day, actually, as Alabama's, you know, President Trump had endorsed his opponent, former Senator David Perdue. But it didn't matter. And Kemp won by over 50 points. And I think a lot of that was because Georgia Republicans knew the record of Governor Kemp. They knew that he was a strong conservative. And, you know, they knew that President Trump was frustrated with him over some things that happened in 2020, but they were going to back a conservative that they knew. And they're very concerned about beating Stacey Abrams in the fall, right? And so in certain types of races, especially races for governor, Republicans are going to pay attention to what President Trump says, but they're not going to just fall in line. They're going to make their own judgment. And we see that more and more really across the country. Now, in races that are very close, like, for instance, in Ohio, in the Senate Republican primary there, J.D. Vance was grouped in with several other candidates. They were all at about 20%. Trump comes in, endorses Vance. Trump Jr. Was out on the hustings for him all the time, and that made the difference, and that was able to get Vance to the winner's circle. So I think in this race here, if Trump did get involved, it would make a difference. But Republican voters are more and more willing to say, you know, maybe Trump is getting bad advice from some of the people around him, and we're going to listen to what he says, but also make our own judgment.
Yeah. You know, and there's always that question, too. In the last couple of minutes we have here, John, that question within our Alabama U.S. Senate race with the unendorsement by Trump of Mo Brooks, there was obvious and immediate impact to the Brooks campaign. However, Brooks has been on a fairly consistent surge since then, enough to get to where he was number two. Of course, Katie Britt was in the catbird seat with the majority of the votes, not the majority, with more votes than anybody else in the 40s, I believe. But let me ask you this: are you guys polling the U.S. Senate race here in Alabama? Is that one of the ones on your particular slate?
We have not done one recently, that we've put out there publicly. We did one right before the election, but not since then, not in the runoff. That's a fascinating race to see, and you're right. Congressman Brooks he was able to kind of bounce back a little bit and recover his ground. It'll be interesting to see how things close out there. I think similar to the congressional race that, you know, Britt was able to hit 45%, which is a pretty enviable position to be in, but runoffs are always unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch, but I just hope that everybody remembers that the 21st, there's an absolute need to go to the polls and vote again. So, hey, John Rogers, I appreciate you, man. And when you're down this way again, we got to do dinner or something. Charlene says hello, by the way.
Well, tell Charlene I said hello, and great to be on with you today, Phil.
All right, man. Thanks so much. That's John Rogers from Signal, now it's a national, it used to be regional right here in Alabama, but a national polling and analytics firm. And they kind of go beyond the norm. They do some very innovative work when they do their polling. They've been ranked as one of the most accurate in the nation. And anyway, and it's always good, too, just to have a friend who's in that position to call in and talk firsthand. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take the break right now. We'll come back and keep this up. Hot takes in Alabama politics. There's other stuff out there, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.